Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia. Thanks for spending some time with us this holiday weekend. We hope you're having a great time with friends and family. On today's show, the business behind Frank Capra's holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life. The changing face of retirement with Ken Deichwald, author of The Power Years. We'll also have a woman who records life stories and family histories for a living. And of course, our regular Fool game. But first, with 2006 just around the corner and the whole family huddled around the tree listening to us present this next segment, Seth, Jason, I'm going to welcome you in to talk about six stocks that you and I like for 2006. Here to join me is Motley Fool analyst Seth Jason. Welcome, Seth.
Thanks, David. Happy holidays.
Did you hold off the eggnog prior to this time together?
I always do.
You can have some afterward. Okay, Seth and I are each going to throw out three stocks that we think can beat the stock market in 2006. Seth, I want you to kick it off with us with your first stock.
I'm going to start with something kind of obvious, David. Best Buy, ticker BBY on the New York Stock Exchange.
Best Buy, we know it. I recommended it in the past. What do you like about it?
Well, I like that it's a place we all go to shop. We continue to shop, but the stock beaten down a little recently on what was sort of a minor earnings miss.
And why was that? Is it company? I think there are always big holiday expectations for Best Buy, and frequently it seems to me it sells off this time of year.
A lot of retail does right now. People get pessimistic for some reason.
Mm-hmm. What don't you like, or what should I be looking for in 2006 for Best Buy?
Well, Circuit City's getting a little buzz these days. We want to make sure they're not stealing too much of Best Buy's business. But other than that, I think when Best Buy goes on sale, that's when you buy Best Buy.
Excellent. My first stock for 2006, this is one I think will beat the market, is JetBlue, JBLU, on the NASDAQ.
Okay, what do you like about that one?
Okay, JetBlue, first of all, is an award-winning airline. It's a great marketer. Like Starbucks and like Netflix, I love companies that market brilliantly their services or their products, and JetBlue is one such. It's also expanding at a time that others in its industry are really going bankrupt or dropping out of some of these flight lanes. And finally, it's lived through a perfect storm. This is a company that's been mostly profitable in its history, and what a horrible year it was with high gas prices and all the rest for airlines.
All right, and we need to get to what you don't like, and I imagine we're going to talk about gas prices.
Well, gas prices are always going to be a factor going forward for airlines, but what you have to watch out for with JetBlue is it borrowed a lot of money to build lots of new airplanes to fill this expected demand. So that's also a risk factor and something to look for. But again, a beaten down stock, JetBlue, I think I like for 2006. Seth, your stock, number two for 2006.
Number two, we're going back to obvious. It's Microsoft. You may have heard of it. Ticker is MSFT on the NASDAQ.
Yes, I have heard of Microsoft. What do you like about Microsoft, Seth?
Well, I like Microsoft stock because it's gone nowhere for what seems like forever, unfortunately, for shareholders. But at the same time, their earnings have done well, and they're starting to leave a lot of troubles and expenses in the past, legal problems, things like that.
Xbox 360 is out. That's a big story for Microsoft. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that does. The new operating system, Vista?
Vista, one of the things to watch coming up. The timetable has been pushed back and around, but it's going to make its debut sometime coming up. It needs to be good for Microsoft to do well going forward. If it's perceived as terrible, there's going to be some troubles.
Okay. Microsoft is your stock number two. My stock number two for 2006 is GameStop. GameStop is GME on the New York Stock Exchange.
Now, what do you like about it?
Okay, GameStop is the merger of GameStop and Electronics Boutique. These are both video game primarily retailers, those video game console machines and all the video games out there today. GameStop is a merger of the number one and two players, so really there's not much competition within its niche. That's one thing I like. A second thing is, as regular listeners know, I like interactive entertainment. I'm a video gamer myself, and I just believe that this business is a great one to be in over the next 25 years, and GameStop is positioned to sell lots of stuff to us, and that includes, to close in 2006, a ton of new consoles. People will be buying the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3 will come out, and there's going to be a ton of business in this industry. These guys are number one.
All right, let's go the other way. Are there things to worry about? Is Best Buy somebody to worry about?
I'm glad you mentioned Best Buy, because Best Buy, Walmart, Target, all of these diversified retailers will certainly be participating in the growth of this industry. I think in the end that this is a niche business. The people who really love games are not going to shop at Walmart and Target. They're actually going to go over to GameStop or use ebgames.com online and buy directly from these guys. So I think there are lots of winners here, but I like this focused retailer.
Excellent.
Seth, one more from you. Number three stock you think can beat the market in 2006.
Another obvious one, and you just mentioned it. It's another store, Walmart. You may have heard of this.
I've heard of Walmart as well. WMT on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, Seth, you've picked a few stocks here that really haven't done much in recent times. I guess that's a theme.
Again, it's one of those stocks where it hasn't gone anywhere, but the earnings continue to do okay. And it's one of those ones, as a stock, I like it when other people don't like it. And that's fair to say that people have some negative impressions about Walmart. The thing you have to remember about Walmart is that it's probably the world's most efficient business. So if Walmart can do just a little bit better on sales, it means big profits for everybody who holds the shares. And that's what Walmart has excelled at for years and years, and I think they'll continue to do that.
Well, it's been an amazing stock to have held over 30 years. The last few haven't been too hot. What should I be looking out for in 2006? If things are going wrong, how would I tell that?
Well, Walmart is already so huge that you have to worry that they can't get any growth. I think some of the foreign growth that they're looking for is something important to watch for. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I think you do have to watch out for is to make sure that there isn't a real backlash. Right now, it seems to be sort of, you know, movies and things. But if consumers really turn against Walmart, you may see some trouble.
Okay. And I'm going to close it up with Taser, T-A-S-R-E. And this is my X-Factor stock for 2006.
That E on the back end is scary, right?
Yeah, the E is there because this company has to restate some of its past financial statements and has yet to complete that. This is a stock that is extremely unloved at this point. A year ago, it was around 29. Today, it's 6 and change. Taser, of course, the maker of stun guns and really owns the market for stun guns today. It is incredibly out of favor. Lots of wrongful death lawsuits have come against it in the last year or so, people questioning whether tasers really harm people or whether they are, in fact, non-lethal. But that's why I like this stock today. A lot of these lawsuits are being thrown out at a time when Wall Street has walked away from Taser stock. So I actually think the Taser of my three could be the number one performer in the next year, but it comes with very high risk.
What don't you like about it? I know sales are off, and we wonder about management sometimes.
We do wonder about management. They've been very promotional in the past, and obviously they've had this problem with their financial statements recently. So I have to say I give management about a C, and that's a question mark. This is a volatile company, and they don't have a lot of resources like Microsoft or Walmart, so this is a risky bet, and that's what it is for 2006. It's a bet that I'm willing to make.
Fair enough.
And that's six stocks for 06. Again, Seth Stocks, Best Buy, Microsoft, and Walmart. And full disclosure, Seth, do you own or have you recommended any of these?
I do own Microsoft, and I've recommended it.
Okay, that means our money's where our mouth is, because my three stocks were JetBlue, GameSpot, and Taser, all of which I own and have recommended, for better and for worse, since a few of them have been losers. That's a total of six stocks that we think may have some gifts for you 1 year from now. We're saying these beat the market. Motley Fool analyst Seth Jason, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too.